What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right. Hey, there's so much pressure. Everyone's watching.
Come on,
nobody's watching.
Okay. All right. Hey, this is Dan P, and you're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy on Southern FM. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Remember we used to play ska? We don't play ska anymore.
You better run, you better take cover.
was 6'4" and follow my soul. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said,
I come from a land down under, where gators blow and then thunder. Can you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Fabulous Holophonics out of Denton in Texas, where I went to university, the University of North Texas. They were doing a rather Australian tune, Men at Work's Land Down Under. Before that, Dr. Raju. They were a Sydney ska band from the 90s. They were doing Leaving on a Jet Plane, and I haven't played that for a long, long time. I forgot how good it was. It really is a decent tune. Absolutely brilliant. Anyway, you're listening. It's the Ska Show. We're me, Beefy. We're in the middle of the cover section. It is everyone's favourite bit of the show, which probably doesn't say a lot for the rest of the show, does it? No, I'm having some fun. Of course we are. Now I'm going to play a German band. Do you remember Mark Cohn? I think he had one hit, Walking in Memphis. Well, this is a band called Mr. Anderson, a punk outfit, and they've done their own version of Mark Cohn's Walking in Memphis.
Put on my Converse shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC Handy, won't you look down over me? Memphis. now Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood. They brought me down to see her. They asked me if I would. Do a little number.
in this town called Malice.
How good a Rude Boy George. Absolutely brilliant. Just played Radic Fest. Probably last weekend, actually, with a load of bands. Like Hub City Stomper, Spring Hill Jake, Mephiscafels, and the Pilfers. Might play a bit of the Pilfers later. You never know what we might come up with. But they've just announced a tour, actually, in the good old US of A. With the Scapones, that are from... Newcastle, I think they're from, in England. So they're playing, where are they playing? Chicago, Illinois, Detroit, Michigan, and Grand Rapids, Michigan. That is in August. So if you're in Michigan and you want to see some good old two-tone ska and bit of covers from Rude Boy George, get along to see that. But they are pretty awesome, old Rude Boy George. I like it. The Jam. Oh, I'll tell you what, should we play some Jam as well? God, Beefy, you're thinking of some ideas on the run here, aren't we? So we should do that, shouldn't we? We'll find a bit of good songs from The Jam. In the meantime, we just finished the cover section. We're going to play a bit of punk rock now. How about some Aussie punk rock? How about some Tasmanian punk rock off the island? This is a little band I do like a lot. They used to play a lot with the Bennies, which are a psychedelic ska punk party band from Melbourne town. This is a band out of Tasmania called Luca Brasi, and this is called Aeroplane. Check them out. If you like your punk rock hard, you like your punk rock Australian... Some people do, some people don't. Check out Luca Brasi, they're pretty cool. They've been making quality apparel since 1933. A great range of sports gear for all ball sports.
and all corporate wear. Doesn't matter what sport you play, Masita have the kit for you. Masita offers a full catalogue of on-field and off-field apparel. It's the best quality money can buy. Get in touch, 1300 Masita or masita.com.au.
Is it the Jam Beat Surrender from the Jam are coming out to Melbourne pretty soon, next month, I believe. Playing a couple of gigs here, Bruce Foxton and, should we call them the other two? It's definitely not Paul Weller. Oh, Beat Surrender, brilliant, brilliant. Luca Brasi just before that in a little bit of a punk rock section, Aeroplane. Hey, do you want to hear a newie? Do you want to hear a newie? English punk rockers, the Barstool Preachers. One of my favourite bands of the minute. I know this is a ska show, but we do play a bit of punk rock. And ska punk is a genre all in itself. I do edge towards the old ska punk nowadays. In my old age, I kind of blend the two together because I just can't be bothered to be a gangster or a ska man or a punk rocker. I just get it all together and just live my life. So should everyone. Anyway, out of Brighton, England, they're a band called the Barstool Preachers. They just released this yesterday. Oh, yes, it is. Called High Horse. It's a bit of a summer song, but it is pretty bloody awesome. Check out the Barstool Preachers. One day, they will come to Australia. One day. I hope they're listening because I am dead keen because their live shows are something to be believed. Actually, I think they've played a bit with Rude Boy George as well, who did Tone Cold Malice a bit earlier. And that's when I got the idea to play some Beat Surrender by the Jam. Anyway, this is High Horse. It is absolutely brand new. It could be an Australian premiere. I got no idea. Anyway, let's just play it.
will I reach out for you. From discretions and mistakes, I paid my dues. Sometimes it feels like your head is gonna burst. Sometimes you can't get your mind off work. There were tears, they no surprise to my. There's bad times, I've seen the dark wings fly. Oh my.
Thank you.
Code Name Colin. That is off their brand new album, Escape From Everything. That is the number one track off that brand new Losing Touch. You can get it through your usual places, but I highly, highly, highly recommend it. We've played Kelly's Missing, which I do like. It's got some root words in it, though. In the space theme show, we played Escape From Everything last week, and there's a big space rocket on the cover of the album as well. So, no, it's a cracking album. I've listened to it quite a few times now. I do like it. I like it a lot. Harry J. All-Stars, Liquid Data. Oh, I remember that. There was a tune from 1969, Liquid Data, but I remember it being re-released in 1980 because that's when I first kind of started getting into a bit of ska, and I remember it vividly on the radio. And I thought, oh, what is this? I thought it was fantastic. Anyway, number 9 it got to in 1969 in the UK, 42 in 1980. But for some unknown reason, 1980 just stuck out in my mind. Anyway, Harry J. All-Stars, he was called Harry Zephaniah Johnson from Westmoreland Parish in Jamaica. Died in 2013. He was 67. Old Harry J. Brilliant stuff. Great stuff. What else do we hear before that? Oh, Bastille Preachers. Brand new! Brand new! High Horse, that's what it's called. You are listening to The Ska Show with Beefy. Now, when I tell people I'm into ska and I play do a ska show, most people in Australia just say, oh, things like the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. And I say, yeah. So why don't I play the Mighty Mighty Bosstones? People that associate this tune with ska.
pieces of ice cream in North Lane. Still remember my first rooms at the King Alfred, with it was Hove actually. Best not to think of how much money I spent at the Palace Pier Arcade. When people say those were the days, here, that is every day. It's not my hometown, but it means the world to me. That town spent growing up by the sea. As a teen, watched Dallas Cooper get his head lopped off at the Brighton Centre. Saw a big fish at the Concord 2, caught a big and gone less than Jake Settlers. Down the time we partied so hard and got on stage with Andrew WK. Not to mention the night I played with LCA, slapping that bass. It's not my hometown, but it means the world to me. That town spent growing up by the sea. I could spend all day eating fish and chips on a stony beach. I hope the weather's been and it gets fixed. I love it how it is. 20 minutes from my home's where the heart is. Can't help but stop in Gag or is it GAK where I got my first unbox? Then maybe up to Dave's to browse the comments and pick up the next one piece. There's so many great places to eat. If you can't decide, then don't miss this. Two words, Burger Brothers. Go try it, you won't regret it. It's not my hometown, but it means the world to me. That town's been growing up by the sea. I could spend all day eating fish and chips on a stony beach. I hope the weather's been and it gets fixed. I love it how it is. 20 minutes from my home's where the heart is.
The awesome Better Than the Book, that one man ska pop project of Nick Standing. The new album's called Hopes and Dreams. That tune is called Brighton. We've played the Travelling to See Eva song. We've played Artificial Ignorance. Big ups to Nick for putting this together all by himself. He's played every tune. I'm pretty sure he's mastered it himself. He's done everything. So hopefully all the best is going well, because that only got released basically the middle of last or the start of last week. So love giving him a bit of exposure here in Australia. We are on the home stretch with the Ska Show with me, Beefy. Please give our Facebook page a like. If you want a request, send me a message. If you're in a band, send me your music, because that's what Nick did. And I'm playing it. And lots of bands tonight are in the same boat. But I'm having such a good time tonight, I'm going to bring it on home. I'm going to play some favourites. I'm going to play some great stuff. Let's have some fun. The last 13 minutes of the show. This is my special brew.
All right. We're now going to thank you very much for having us here this evening with a song dedicated to the beer drinkers. Call my special brew.
shake a fist.
It's a band out of Long Island, New York City. Or is it part of New York City? I don't even know. Long Island, anyway. They're called Eli Whitney and the Sign Machine. That is an absolute cracker called Collapse. Well, we've come to the end of yet another Ska Show with me, Beefy. Please check out our Facebook page. Say hello. Send me your requests. If you're in a band, send me your music. You can do it through the Facebook page. Yes, you can. I will play it. I just, how many bands? One, two, there's probably four bands, five bands on here that have sent me music and I've played it. And I still play them. And they will add into the rotation. Not that I have a rotation, I really don't. I know it's only Tuesday, but please, 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 this week, get out and support your local live music scene. Go out and see a ska band. If there is no ska band playing, I can't believe that's the case. Just get out and see a band. Any old band. They play for our listening pleasure. Go and support. Take your friends. Go and have a drink. Be sociable. I can't stress that enough. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Of course, I will play you all the greatest ska tunes from all over the planet. Hopefully some new releases, some good new tunes, some album stuff. There's loads of good stuff happening. There really, really is. Until then, I hope you've had as good a time as me. It's very, very late here in Melbourne, and I won't be getting too much sleep before work, that is for sure. Anyway, here's a band out of California. They are the pioneers, or one of the pioneers of ska punk. They're called the RX Bandits. This is off their Progress album, right in the heart of that ska punk era. It is called Who Would Have Thought? I've been Beefy. This has been the Ska Show with Beefy. Thank you for joining me. Be good, everybody!
Every day to win the bond. Cross ties, walk one, but then the other. Your life is pouring out, standing in the van. Some were off, some were bound. Inspiration hit the ground now. The career end is near. 9 to 5, who's working? No way out of this job. There's no way. Who would have thought, would have thought, would have got it? Let the time that you be this way. Now it's hard, but it's hard. It's getting better. So look out for today. Some say no one of me. So right now, let's turn on the radio.
you know. Music is choking out, standing ground. Some were lost, some were found. Inspiration's here from God now. Not your end, and it's near. Not the fire was working. The way out. This way, time is hard, but it's always been a bad time. So look out at the day. And some say, no worry. Bleeding protest, I grab my heart and scream out the.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.